Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, where you always enjoy the opportunity to speak with Chief Stephen Sun, who was in charge of the Capitol Police on January 6th. We'll tell you about his book and ongoing. I follow him on Twitter, and I've been following this week because of the bank shot we're seeing. His book, Courage Under Fire, Under Siege, and Outnumbered 58-1 on January 6th. He's joined us to kind of set the record straight, take it inside, the number of calls they made around the National Guard. And you hear that play out in L.A. as the National Guard was brought in. We'll start with him at the beginning, though. Why not have the National Guard there to kind of ward this off? That's where a lot of the trouble started, as I see it. Let's go to the chief here on Talk Radio 1210. Chief, welcome back, and Dan told me you had a little medical stuff going on, so we really appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, yeah. Just had to do a quick little outpatient procedure, so it just took a little time. So sorry about the delay to your listeners.
Oh,
but
no.
It's great to be back again, Dom.
Well, see, they couldn't tell. I thought that was it, but then they said, you know, this guy, he's probably had a massive operation, and he's saying, oh, it was only a little procedure, so we're glad it was minor.
It's just a flesh wound.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you have been on Twitter. I follow you on Twitter, of course, and you see this L.A. thing play out. And you and I have talked over the years about the mechanism of getting the National Guard there. Talk about it. Was an appeal made, to your knowledge, to have a sense of this crowd and to ask to have the National Guard there or more forces there to kind of head off what happened?
So the understanding I have, and again, I'm working off what I'm getting pretty much on the open source media, is that it was not an initial call out for National Guard from the local authorities. So let's just make sure we're getting
right.
That straight from the local authorities, because usually that's how it'll work. The local authorities will put out a request either through DISCA, Defense Support for Civil Authorities, or through the governor's office requesting the National Guard. So it looks like things started turning south. Like what we usually happen, the federal authorities that were in there securing the federal facilities turned to their mutual aid partners, which is going to be the state and locals, and appear to be coming up a little short in what type of coverage and support they're going to be getting. So they were subjected to a couple of nights of some pretty bad violent protests. And I'll tell you, the tactics I'm seeing used, especially with the big heavy rock hurling, the surrounding of officers, things like that, those are tactics that I think are have a lot of foreign influence. But nonetheless, they didn't get the response they should have gotten from local authorities. It was less and lackluster. So then it goes to the federal authorities. They can't get support from the governor's office because it does appear the governor really wants to call in the National Guard. So sure enough, the president's going to step in. The president has that authority under emergency authority of DISCA. He can also federalize it, which he did under, I believe, Title 10. Also, it needs to be it's kind of weird the way Title 32 works with positi comitatus. But nonetheless, he absolutely has authority to go ahead and send in troops to help protect the federal officers, federal agencies, and help restore order to the city.
So you, in the book and in interviews and on Twitter this week, talked about the number of times that you were making calls, principally trying to get, I think, to Nancy Pelosi and the people around her that could make this decision or at least move it forward.
That is correct. And again, I can't believe that here we are 4.5 years later. The book, the second version has come out, and they retitled it to the definitive account from within the Capitol, because it's all been proved to be correct, everything I've said. So on January 3rd, 3 days in advance, I went and requested the use of the National Guard. What people don't realize is I have a federal law that prevents me from just going to, like, the mayor's office, or, you know, in D.C. we don't have a governor, so it's the National Guard. Mayor, I have to go through the Capitol Police Board and get concurrence of Capitol leadership, of congressional leadership, which is, you know, Pelosi, McConnell, the leadership. So on January 3rd, it's federal law to U.S. Code 1970, which they changed a year after it. So you got to make sure you look at the right one. But I went and asked twice on January 3rd and was denied twice by both the House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms over the concern for optics.
Well, what is the optics concern?
The optics concern, again, that I can take from it. And the Senate Sergeant Arms, before he had passed away, met with him after January 6th and said, hey, you know, what was the quick denial? Why was such a quick denial for my request for National Guard? And he said, Paul Irving had called and said, we got to come up with another idea. The speaker's never going to go for it. So the idea of the optics, I believe that goes back to the protests of 2020, when once again, Trump deployed National Guard and federal agents to the streets of America to begin to, you know, stop this mostly peaceful protest people were seeing with fires and violence occurring everywhere. And she referred to them as stormtroopers. So it was clear she didn't like the look of National Guard troops. And it was clear. I mean, I was finding that out both from trying to get approval and from the Pentagon, even once I got approval. But then once we get attacked on January 3rd, we get attacked at 12:58, I make my first call to the Sergeant-at-Arms saying I need immediate approval to bring in federal resources. Still, I'm bound by that federal law, even in an emergency, to go to the Capitol Police Board. Paul Irving says he's going to run up the chain, which is going up to Pelosi. It takes 11 repeated calls, 71 minutes before I finally get approval at 2:09, 2 minutes before they break the first window at the Capitol.
Wow. Just unbelievable. Now, too, I think you and I, Chief, talked about either the communications guy. He was one of the leaders of the National Guard. And he, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the direct quotes, said something to the effect that some of them were afraid, and he mocked it in testimony, that this National Guard troop, substantially a black men, would be used by Trump, if they came in there, to overthrow the government.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly what the paraphrase was at, and I believe that may have been William Walker. William Walker was the commanding general for the D.C. National Guard. He was also came out and testified on my behalf on several occasions, saying that I did. I called him at 1:49 even before I had approval to send him. I don't know where that. I really don't know where that comes from, because his troops, just like law enforcement, we don't go into law enforcement to violate people's rights. Going to help people, regardless of what their gender, their race, or their political leanings are, they should get the same level of respect and treatment. So I don't know where that comment came from.
With the LA situation now, you said it looks like to you maybe foreign actors, et cetera. I think the biggest takeaway here is seeing these guys come in with the hammers and chopping up city streets and then throwing that stuff. What have you seen play out here, given the experience you have?
Again, that's a very concerning when you're seeing that level of preparations. And again, those rocks, those are all lethal force being used against law enforcement. And it is a definite escalation of what I've seen. I've been handling protests since the World Trade Organization protests of 1999. And we've seen fire used, and it kind of fell off the radar for a while. Now you're seeing it regularly used along with these heavy duty rock throwing, which you regularly see in the Middle East and stuff like that. It's very concerning, but I'm also seeing a very strategic precision response from law enforcement. You know, they're specifically going after, they're targeting these people. You're seeing very strategic arrests, well-coordinated arrests that are being made away from the crowd so they can take out some of these leaders, which is exactly how it has to go. You got to take out the people that are kind of coordinating this.
What are you doing? What is Chief Stevenson doing today after this experience? And then you go through the grill, you get the blame sort of, even though you talked about the people that have testified for you, you've written the book and the updated book. What are you up to now?
So much has happened and more keeps happening. So December 17th, Congress issued one of their final reports for the 118th Congress under Chairman Barry Loudermilk. And on the front page, it included a 2-page cover letter that exonerated me by name on the first page. I never expected to see Congress right. issue an exoneration. I don't know if they've ever said that to anybody, but they exonerated my name. So now I'm working with the committee to try and get back the benefits that were stripped from me. I'm the only person that really paid a price. I tried to stop this thing, and I paid a price. I lost retirement benefits. I lost a number of things that I think I love that agency. I loved being a police officer. I loved the agency I served, the men and women I worked with. And I don't think I was rightfully, I should have been forced to resign from them. So now that that's happened, we're working with them, trying to get that back. Besides that, I do a lot of teaching, public speaking, some consulting. I have a number of groups that have asked me to come in and help rewrite some of their civil disobedience policies, both from educational location, government locations, things like that. Came back. I helped do coordination for the 77th annual Tony Awards last year in New York.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad they used you for it. Yeah.
And was brought back in to help right. review plans for the inauguration that occurred January 20th of this year.
That's even better. We got to get you to Philadelphia under some kind of pretense. Now, tomorrow, Chief, we're going to be inundated with the guesstimate is 60 to 80,000, particularly post this attack on Iran, you know, the Gaza group, the Free Palestine group coming here. What is it that you think should be done to allow freedom of speech? I'll give you one that our listeners are really concerned about. There's weddings, things of that nature in downtown Philadelphia. And here in Philadelphia, they allow people to block traffic. I'm talking blocks for an hour or more before any arrests are made.
Yeah. So that's a big problem that you have, because I know every major city is looking at it. Even the county I live in here in Fairfax is looking at 6 protests occurring here just tomorrow. So the big thing there is the coordination, get information, look at, you know, some of the traffic information you can get. I've seen that where I'm getting calls when I was the commander of SOD with weddings that are being blocked and we're trying to get people, you know, get in. They got to watch out. They got to be aware. But really, I think the tolerance level of just the community is getting shorter and shorter of what they're going to accept for law enforcement to put up with for hours while they let these people protest. I'm all for First Amendment rights for people to go out there and peacefully protest. But when you start obstructing ambulances, people trying to get to medical appointments, people trying to get to, you know, critical job interviews, weddings, things like that, then that becomes, you know, really out of the norm. So, you know, people got to be considerate of that because that's not helping their cause at all. But again, law enforcement is going to be hesitant to step in just because someone may be a little late to the chapel.
I got you, Chief. Where do we find you on Twitter?
At Chief Sund on Twitter. Trying to think what else. I just recently got onto Truth Social, but I will tell you the comment when I saw Pelosi go on Twitter and say that she had been begging for the National Guard. I had to go ahead and set the record straight. 4.7 million views when I last checked. And people are just looking for the facts, and that's all I've been trying to provide. The facts.
Hey, but it took you too long. I thought you would reply within 12 seconds. I think it was like 13 seconds before you replied.
Yeah, that just really, really upset me to hear her come out and say that after seeing what my men and women had to go through while I was waiting for 71 agonizing minutes to get that approval. But people still just want to know the facts. And I hope Barry Loudermilk will be able to continue to investigate this to the fullest.
Absolutely. Chief, thank you so much for coming on today. Have a great weekend. We'll be in touch.
Sounds great. You too, Dom.
All right, Chief Stevenson here. Normalcy in this whole thing, you know, in what happened on January 6th. 4.7 million views.
Wow.
Pelosi still look. The guy said what he said that headed up the Washington National Guard. You know, that you really think as a team of black men are going to turn the government over to Trump? That's why we couldn't come in? They should have been in there to start with to prevent this. All right. The guy's a straight shooter, really straight shooter, up and down the line. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with something that people go gaga over, maybe are supportive, but you just don't get it. Get your name into the hat. We'll draw the winner today. And we will be playing again for a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Coming up at some point today, we'll talk with our buddy Robin Schaefer, who big lawsuit around still going on the windmills, but also he has snagged a great guest for us at Gallows. Now I'm hearing people call in and say, I can't outdrive this guest. We may have to set that. And let's see, Hildreth Avenue. We can make a dog leg there with Hudson. Nobody will mind with those houses. Oh, we'll just shoot it right over top of it. Yeah. Can you imagine? It's just Ron Jaworski and Dom driving golf balls out there. No worries. The police chief. See you guys.
I think if you said Jaworski's name, they'd be like, that's
okay.
Fine.
That's okay. Four. Yeah, just stay inside your house. Nothing will happen. All right, but he is going to throw the football. And he told me he threw it 86 yards, I believe was the number.
Wow.
When he was first coming up, Polish rifle. He's also going to join us at first panel. We'll talk Eagles football with him, the contest, et cetera. I don't know if Jaworski says, he's like Dan, you know, Jaworski, Borowski. They don't really have a vote in the gravy, great gravy sauce contest. But if I had one more person saying they're bringing gravy with, oh my goodness, it's going to be crazy. All right, here's how you get in, though. Hit us on the side question. You heard the chief. As this plays out in L.A., of who was really calling what, Pelosi in this, it was way too slow to do this. Just ridiculous. Trump did the right thing. I don't know if L.A. would have been burned down, would have been enormously more difficult to deal with if he didn't send in the National Guard. It stands now that one judge said he didn't have the authority. Ninth Circuit Court, which is very progressive, is looking at this. We'll see what they say. But tomorrow here in Philadelphia, it's going to be the national focus, second to none. All right, phone lines. 855, if we weren't headed to the shore, I'd have to ask Greg, come on, can't I do an hour right there at Independence Square? I'm sure Henry would volunteer to produce.
Of course.
I'm talking with big banners outside, blasting out what I'm saying about what's going on in front of us. Might last a half hour. Well, maybe not. It would be quite a spectacular broadcast. 855-839-1210.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get in. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Noticing some of these suburban insulated communities who will be telling us this is all made up. We have no problem with people overwhelmingly illegally here in the country. Havertown, Ardmore, King of Prussia, Haddon Township, and Conshohocken. Oh, isn't that pretty close to her? Wasn't that where a lot of the White Marsh Township stuff was going on that we were afraid of? Wonder what the police chief over there is saying about that, that that's where one of the epicenters of the protests will be. Some of the road closures for tomorrow that we know of immediately, street closures will begin early Saturday morning, continue rolling through the day as protesters march from Love Park to the Art Museum, Evans Oval, between Kelly Drive, Martin Luther King Drive. Kelly Drive closed at Fairmount Avenue, Arch Street from 15th to 16th, 16th from JFK to Cherry, Benjamin Franklin Parkway, 16th to 17th. Rolling closures along the march will begin around 11:30. So these are all the legal closures. There's more here. But how about the ones that the sainted protesters will determine they'll just shut down and block people in? And watch tomorrow with the backdrop of what's going on with the bombing in Iran, that we see even more of the Free Palestine crazies take front and center tomorrow. Randy Weingarten speaking. Just think about that. The woman who emailed the CDC director, remember that? She was on the chain there about COVID and when we were going to try to get back to normal. And she stopped it. She stopped American kids essentially from going back to school. And then the NEA was on it too, and they did it too. She gets to speak and lecture us tomorrow about democracy and about standing up for this. This pure enemy of any kind of logic around COVID. And a lot of the backlash is coming because of the fact of what they did during COVID. You know, whether it be the clergy, remember that with Pastor Bill, who counseled people if they had objections to the vaccine, be it the federal government, mainly be it the schools and what happened. And Randy Weingarten was the petty little tyrant for her own ends directing that. Yet tomorrow, she is the headliner here. By the way, it's pretty weak. If I were doing this with that number of people, I'm getting some bigger voice than Randy Weingarten. But I'm sure the teachers union types will be out. They'll be thrilled telling us about democracy as long as we keep the schools shut. That seems to be the theme tomorrow. But watch the Israeli situation really re-trigger a lot of stuff, more so than the deportation stuff. But we played you, and I want to play it again one more time. It's only 14 seconds, and we're going to try to get this guy on, Mr. Irons. He is a commissioner out there in Lehigh County, right here. This is national news now. He said we ought to use the authority of our office. He's a commissioner of a major county to do what? Here's Irons.
Sorry, I don't know. It's okay. I just malfunctioned here. I have it in front of me.
Hold all right. We'll,
I got
we'll
it. Play. No, I have it here.
Go ahead.
Why is it not?
Community marching in the streets and saying that we will not abide this. We need to use our authority and our position to stand in front and block ICE from taking neighbors whenever possible. We need to.
All right. So stand in front of and block. And he is an elected official. This isn't some yo-yo off the street, although he's a Democrat elected official, which comes pretty close to the definition of that. Right here in Lehigh County, block them, advocating that. That's what we need to be doing. So if they're willing to do that, and you're on your way to something in Center City, you have to suffer from that. I mean, it's freedom of speech. And everybody's a neighbor. Kim Kardashian talking about our neighbors. Hey, honey, they're not your neighbors. You're living in a gazillion-dollar neighborhood there. These people in Central L.A., they're not your neighbors. Everybody's their neighbors. Eva Longoria in her mansion in Spain on Instagram talking about this. Katy Perry, the dumbest of all, saying the same things and saying, well, this was Spain. No, it was Mexico. Do you want to give it back? Should we give your mansions back? Let's go to Paul in Roebling on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, thanks for the wait. Go ahead.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Don,
good.
I got things that are irking me today. First of all, this thing Saturday in Philly, is it permitted? And if it is, who applied for the permit and who signed off on it?
Well,
where can you do this?
Yeah, well, I bet they have a permit for what's going on over at Love Park, Independence Hall, and that. And then as far as them being able to walk, when there's enough of them, you know, just walk down these streets, the police just go along with it all the time if there's enough of them and usually if they're a progressive group. So they do have a permit to do that, but they don't have a permit for gangs of them to just start blocking traffic.
Right. And the second thing, Don, I'm sad to say, when I was having my salami and Swiss sandwich, I almost choked on. I was the lifelong watcher of ABC Channel 6. And during today's noon broadcast, they called Saturday a national day of protest against Donald Trump. I've never heard of that. They're supposed to report the news, not make it. And that really irked me that they coined and called Saturday a national day of protest against President Trump. And I have news. I'm not going to watch it anymore. I'm tired of it. And next time I'm going to Universal. I'm fed up with them.
I hear you. What's your answer today for the side, Paul?
I have a great one. It's the people who continue to vote for the same politicians year after year. I don't get it. And they expect the change.
That is well put. Now, many of them, too. Sometimes it's for Republicans. Many times, though, it's in a place like Philadelphia. Year after. You know, the last Republican mayor of Philadelphia was alive for 3 years while Billy the Kid was roaming the earth. Picture that. That was the last elected Republican in Philadelphia. He was born and alive for 3 years. While Billy the Kid, until they gunned him down, or he got done gunning somebody down, while Billy the Kid was around. That's pretty amazing. I mean, in all that time, there wasn't somebody else other than the usual Democrat, not in Philadelphia. And the odds next time around with Cheryl Parker versus who the Republican are, not so good, to put it mildly. All right, coming up, it's Robin now, right? The list got out of my mind. Oh, no. Okay, we're talking with, all right. I think it's Robin Schaefer. Coming up here.
Jonathan Rue.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're talking with somebody with a lot of expertise on Israel and how this plays out, how it's in the U.S. interest, what's going on today. New guest. We're hoping to really get some insight on the Middle East. Hey, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you can get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. Recently, I had a chance to talk to Joyce, a listener and a patient of Dr. Bent's. She had another problem, and her dentist, longstanding dentist, said, just going to have to get dentures, Joyce. Well, Joyce told me she may be vintage, but she's not old, and dentures were not from her. She's thrilled with Dr. Bent's and his team, cutting-edge dental implants. She's on the road. She's happy, and she's got great dentistry. That's what she wanted you to know. And that's what you'll get, as I have for 10 years from Dr. Bent's. Call Dr. Bent's, meet with him and his team, get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. 610-272-6949 or visit bentsdentalgroup.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Calm. Okay, it is Dom time. Dan happened to see, as this was breaking with Iran, Israel, this great new group, JINSA. We'll give you what that an acronym spells. Jonathan Ruhi is there, is JINSA's director of foreign policy. And the proposition with JINSA, as I see it, is to make the case, and thank God in this one, although there are forces out there not recognizing this, this is, Scott Jennings said on my show today, this is war against the West that we're seeing elements in Iran. That's where this leads, not just Israel. Israel is the tip of the spear in this fight. Let's go to Jonathan here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jonathan, thank you on a busy day for joining. What is JINSA?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, JINSA is the Jewish Institute for National Security of America. We're a pro-Israel, pro-U.S. defense, pro-U.S. military group that does a lot of traditional think tank type work and also runs a lot of programs to strengthen America's military ties with our partners in the Middle East and more broadly, chiefly but not exclusively Israel. And we are founded and act on the proposition that a strong Israel is important not only in its own right, but for America's interests, not only in the Middle East, which still matters to our national security, but more globally as well.
Couldn't agree more. And we didn't know about you. So sorry. We're fans of Zionists, ZOA, and people like that who combine, at least here in the country, the same element you're talking about, Israel linked with the United States and the benefits to us. This is America First policy. Are you happy with the way the Trump administration is positioning this post the strikes?
I'm going to say I am waiting to find more data. I think okay. There's certainly positive initial signs. We've seen the messaging from the Trump team since last night, saying that the deception, the public messaging that the United States did not want Israel to strike was all part of a ruse to bolster Israel's ability to achieve what has turned out to be some remarkable operational surprise in striking not only Iran's nuclear facilities, but also a lot of their worst regime targets as well. I think going forward, it's vital for the United States and Israel to have what we at JINSA call no daylight, to be unified on the need, to support not only Israel's ability to continue these operations, but more importantly, to deter or prevent Iran from trying to retaliate by launching a broader war and eventually by trying to reconstitute its nuclear program.
Absolutely. How do we determine the success of this? To me, as a layman here looking at it and contacts I have, very successful. The precision of it should strike fear in the hearts of those that want to continue to engage in this. It was unbelievable. As we heard, the operation to get drones into Iran and be able to use them. But we're dealing with labs that are buried in mountainsides, et cetera. How do we assess that, Jonathan?
Certainly. So I think to the extent we can assess it so far, I agree. It's been a remarkable opening success in several regards. As you mentioned, Israel's ability to use covert operations to actually set up drone facilities inside Iran in order to take out some key sensitive strategic sites. And then also more generally, Israel's ability to conduct what for it are long range operations far from home using cutting edge U.S. military equipment like F-35 fighter aircraft in ways that, frankly, the U.S. isn't even using them yet. And to basically convince Iran's strategic decision making bodies, all their basically their equivalent of like the top Pentagon brass, who have so much American blood on their hands in past decades, basically to convince them to all come together so it'd be easier for Israel to take them out. I would say by comparison, we saw on a smaller scale Israel do something like this last year against Hezbollah in Lebanon. And in the wake of that attack, I was saying this is something that will be studied in war colleges 100 years from now. And I think what we're seeing so far in the last 24 hours is an even more impressive version of that.
I would agree. Now, I support taking out the nuclear scientists. We believe there are two of them. What's the justification? They're not military. They're not generals. They're not part of the regime per se. How do we support taking them out?
You're right. They're not technically, they don't wear uniforms in the way that a lot of other these top brass that have been taken out do. But frankly, they're potentially the most dangerous people employed by the Iranian regime. They have Iran as of, if we were having this conversation yesterday, I would say on the brink of being able to produce a functional nuclear weapon before the outside world could reliably detect it. They're as responsible as anyone for the threats that Israel and the United States face in the region. And I think most importantly, we tend to think that the final decision if Iran wanted to build a nuclear bomb would come from the supreme leader. I'm not saying that's not true, but most likely it would have come from pressure from these scientists to say, hey, we've spent all these years working on this. let's make that final turn of the screw, as we say, and finish a bomb. And you even saw the Trump administration's first public assessment from their intelligence community earlier this year basically say the same thing, that there's growing pressure from Iran's nuclear scientific community to just finish the bomb.
Jonathan, too, it would seem there's going to be subtle applause of this in celebration in many Arab states in the Middle East, because they're afraid of them as much to strike at them as Israel.
Certainly, yes. It may be sound a little ironic, but right now Israel is the hardest target for Iran to retaliate against. They're certainly going to try. It certainly looks like they launched a bunch of drones overnight. Certainly looks like they're going to try to launch a large scale missile attack on Israel like they did twice last year. But Israel's risk calculus is they can afford to take that shot, absorb it, deflect it. The Arab states and America's military bases in those Arab states, much less well protected, not nearly as many air defenses that Israel has. And also, Iran has a lot more capabilities to threaten those Arab countries and our bases there than they do with the long-range capabilities to reach Israel, especially after what Israel did to Hezbollah last year.
Jonathan, though, here in the United States, Jewish targets, which soft targets, I know they've hardened them up and all that. Your sense of that, maybe not from Iran per se, but tomorrow we're seeing, this protest in Philadelphia, and I think now the deportation issue is on parity with the Gaza, Free Palestine people.
Yes, you raise a really good point there. For decades, when we talk about soft targets, Israeli or other Jewish targets around the world, the main concern was that it would be Hezbollah, largely directed by Iran, attacking those targets using, for lack of a better term, traditional terrorist methods. We've seen that in bombings all over the world in past years. But, while that's not gone away, for sure, Hezbollah still retains that capability, even if their main military forces in Lebanon are destroyed. I think certainly what you say, this mob mentality or lone wolf style attacks against, what they used to call anti-Zionism and is now just nakedly anti-Semitism. I think that's that sort of bottom up, almost more spontaneously motivated type attacks, I think is a new phenomenon that we're frankly struggling to deal with.
Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, we'd like to invite you back again. Sadly, this will continue. Where do we find Jinsa?
I would encourage everyone to go to jinsa.org, jinsa.org. For all the latest, we put out everything from big reports to short little snippets that are easy to digest, given how fast events are moving.
Jonathan, thank you, and a busy day. Very much appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure.
All right. We hope to have those folks back again. Dan spotted them, and I think that's a pretty good summation of where we are and what happens next. The blessing in some way in downtown Philadelphia, you're going to see these Free Palestine people, and they want this to be the headline tomorrow versus the deportations. So will they disrupt their very own event? Yeah, that's the type of stuff they do. In other words, the Democrats can deal with the deportation side, the illegal alien, because they don't go after Democrats pretty much. But the Free Palestine, they do. Every bit as much, if not more, than getting at Republicans. And they're the ones more ample to block traffic, do whatever. But the guy that I'm really going to try to get on the Monday show is this Irons guy, this guy from Lehigh County Commissioner, saying we're going to use the authority of our office. He's a commissioner to aid and abet the idea of blocking ICE from taking people out that are here illegally. This guy's an elected official. They're willing to do that to armed agents of the federal government, ICE. What's he willing to do with you and me if he feels like it to make his point? And what the hell's wrong with the people in Lehigh County now? How did this guy get elected? He's out there on national news telling people about that right here in our area. And Diane Morsegui and Jim Harvey. I wonder if Jim Harvey, Harv DeGrasse, has any say on this. All right. 855-839-1210. Come into your calls next. Want to get your name into the hat? Something Dan and Henry were agreeing. I was too. We all went with camping a bit in the beginning. We had others. I'm headed to Wild with the golf cart. It's like the villages. I've just never understood that. And it's $200 a day to rent, Frank can now tell me, or more. Do you think you're at a retirement village, at the Villages or something, by driving around Wildwood in a golf cart at fairly high speeds with kids in the back? You know, you're like ready to tip over. I don't even like driving down. Luke says, go faster on hills. That's how you deal. No, not really. No. You slow down on a hill. I'm not going faster on a hill. And even on a golf course, there are parts where driving that, you got to be careful. That's our premise. That's where it started. All right. 855. Trump saying Iran must make a deal before nothing is left. I don't know if we're going to get a deal anytime soon. I do know in downtown Philadelphia, you're going to see more nonsense. 855-839-1210. Dom Show. President Trump just told Fox News that unfortunately some of the negotiators for Iran will not be returning to the table, meaning, you know, they've been taken out. All right, Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Tom, I would like to ask everyone to say a prayer for my daughter who lives in Center City, and she very well may be part of that, whatever you want to call it tomorrow, against my better judgment or my better wishes. I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi for a minute. Have you noticed she's fallen out of, you know, the limelight lately? And thank God so.
Yeah, but I see her coming back, you know, more so. I mean, she wasn't around the last week or two. But, Joe, by and large, yeah, she's out of it. Yeah.
Well, I just think that, you know, somebody corralled her and said, you know, we gotta invent somebody else. I don't think they're putting up with your sublime or your ridiculous anymore. So I, you know, these new ones who are emerging, I think they're. I'd like to see how Nancy handles this, because so far I've seen her not handle it too well. My side answer, Dom, was that imposed, and it kind of piggybacked Dan, you know, granted, but it's that self-imposed, it's that family-imposed or that parental-imposed summer trip that none of us enjoyed. We hit every tourist trap from Canada down to the Jersey Turnpike and all over the Rocky Mountains. We were the Griswolds. We even had the Gran Torino station wagon.
Oh, and my God, yeah.
When me, my brother, and my sisters would have been happy with a Holiday Inn at Virginia Beach, we had to go to Luray Caverns. We had to go to this, you know, Wonderland in upstate New York. We had to travel find my dad's minor league ballparks all throughout the Carolinas that I got news for you don't exist anymore.
Oh boy. Yeah.
And you know, we did wind up in Virginia Beach one day. My dad pulled over at a gas station, and the culmination of it all was instead of pulling out of the gas station and making a right, he had to go across four lanes of traffic, and he hit one of those low, maybe Jersey barriers, and he bottomed out. And he had to get the guys from the gas station to pull us off, push us off this thing. But we wanted no part of those trips. We wanted a beach or a hotel with a swimming pool.
Yeah, all kids do. Yeah.
And they were not educational. Believe me when I tell you that. We didn't want to be in a cavern. We didn't want to be at some, you know, whatever you want to call it, family-owned park with a roller coaster and a dunking clown.
Boy, Joe, very poetic. Thank you, Joe. That's a good one. Got to put that out there. Oh, man. Hey, by the way, John Fetterman has been busy, under fire today, but fully supporting Israel and saying we have to keep wiping out Iranians. On this issue of commitment to Israel, there's nobody better. I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, we're saying Fetterman, don't be wary of this, et cetera. But some of this stuff is heartfelt with him. I don't think it's just a play because the Gaza party people and his side go after him unbelievably. He's not got a future there. So more Fetterman, we'll see as it plays out. All right, our buddy Robin Schaefer's here because he's engineered a great thing. We're bringing you to Mulligan's. Ron Jaworski coming our way. In addition to Scott Presser, don't forget Scott there, a week from today, the gravy vote. Oh, yeah. I think the sauce people are planning some shenanigans, a mail-in ballot. No mail-in ballots on this. You got to be there in person at Mulligan's on Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood in order to cast your ballot. Only one, we have law enforcement there to secure the ballot box. That ballot box is going to be well-watched. Fred Herron, Pat Malloy. We have the great debate with Linda Kearns. We have the Joe Conklin in the house, and we got a couple of other surprises. But Jaworski's going to throw. I'm going to throw. I think Dan will. We'll guesstimate Henry's. He'll do a throw on his own sometime and tell us how far that is.
What, I don't get a chance to show off the cannon?
Yeah, if you can come down there, sure. But yeah, we need somebody back here.
That's true.
Dan threw about 42 yards, I think, or thereabouts. It looked that way to me. We didn't measure it. And somebody threw 65.
Mm.
Imagine 80 yards in the air, though. That's what Jaworski once did. What can he do now? It's more important that he show me the proper way to throw. And then I think I'll reach my goal of 40 yards pretty quickly. Okay, here's how you get in, though. 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Get that prize, too. All in a big 2 o'clock hour. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.